That shadow of a doubt, but what I can say is my players put in a really good performance up against it all afternoon, and a massive ask after playing Saturday, Monday, to then have to play a game with 10 men. And like I said, credit to the players, because all the shot were hanging on at the end. And, you know, at 2-0 down, it would have been very easy to sort of give in and accept defeat, but the players never did that. And I think the fans saw that we're here today, that got behind the team extremely well. So there's no doubt that, you know, they're sending off, and that's as soft a sending off I think I've seen maybe in all my playing and management career.
You certainly looked the better team before the sending off.
We were the better team, even I think after that, in a certain sense. They had one little spell where they got down the sides of us, but I mean, twice we've had to play with 9 men during the game, and that's when the second chance at 1-0 came in, when James has pushed the ball over the bar from Williams. The second goal's the only real frustration I've got, in that, you know, Sean should deal with the ball and the lad's gone through, and you never know. Had that not gone in, they might have changed, but at the same time, I always felt we would get a goal this afternoon, and we did, with a fantastic piece of opportunism, if you like, and strike from Scott Nielsen.
What about the two bookings? The first one was for a foul on Sam Hatton, and then the second one was for what seemed to us from the press box really a shoulder charge.
Well, he was pulled up early on in the box for a shoulder charge, and then the lad Roberts in the second half for them has done exactly the same to Jack McCreef on 3 occasions, and there was never a free kick given. So I don't understand. Initially, I thought that any contact during the afternoon was going to be a free kick. That's how it started. The fourth official agreed with me on that. And then that seemed to alter. But I think the first booking's actually for dissent, I've led to believe.
Right, the second one?
But the second one, well, I don't. As far as I'm aware, it's for a little bit of a foul. But, I mean, if that's a booking, then I'm amazed that anyone stayed on the pitch after that.
So 10 minutes into the second half, you go behind. What did you think of that goal, Paul?
They obviously got down the sides of us, and he looks like Sean's slightly overcovered because he wasn't sure whether Boyce were going to get there, and he's finished it well. You know, it would have been nice to have held on for a bit longer still, to be able to, you know, ask the questions of Aldershot. You know, the longer it goes, when you get in front, can just relax slightly. And the second, on most days, I think would have, like I said, seen most teams off, but the players kept going, and we got the goal through Scott. And in the end, you know, with the team really sort of still trying to push, and at least we made it an uncomfortable end into the game for Aldershot.
Scott's goal was an absolute cracker from 30 yards on the volley.
Yeah, as I said, we pressed in this bottom corner, and the keeper's not got, was it the keeper or the left back, can't remember now, but one of them's not cleared it particularly well, and it's Scott's seen it, picked it up in midair and hit it on the volley, as you say, good piece of technique, and beat the keeper to give us a little bit of hope of, you know, perhaps salvaging a draw.
And you really kept going right to the end.
As I said, you know, there's one or two things that have been said in the dressing room that will remain private, but in general, you know, I can't ask much more of the team. We put in, the lads put in a great shift, and you want it to be played out fairly, and I just genuinely don't feel that that's the case. In the dressing room, the players to a man are extremely angry and disappointed.
But looking to the future, your unbeaten run is gone, but the signs are good.
I hope so. You know, what we don't get today is obviously the fans that come and watch us at home, and I hope they turn out in force next week. They haven't seen the game, and they're relying, you know, on commentary and reports, but it has been a real effort from the players, and I think there is a lot of room for optimism with us. And, you know, I think on a 11v11 today, we would have had a good chance of getting a victory.
Just one point, will you be able to appeal against the sending off?
I don't believe you can if it's 2 yellow cards. So, I mean, why that's the case, I really don't know. What's the difference? But again, powers that be, that's the rules, and everyone has to try and abide by them.
You mentioned the fantastic support you had, Paul. 1,998, 344 of them were from Grimsby.
Well, we know we get a good following, and it's a shame that we couldn't send them home with a result, but again, they stood and clapped the lads, and I didn't see any negativity, which I certainly don't think they deserve, but it's good to see that they recognise the work they put in. And again, I think they'll be going home talking about one person in particular rather than a lot of the game, unfortunately.
You said it was going to be a tight game, you said it was going to be a hard game, and it certainly was.
It was, but like I said, when you play so long with 10 men and we looked like we were the team on top of the game, I mean, they changed. I went 4-5-1 when we went down to 10 men. I think that speaks volumes. And you know, they obviously made some changes at half time to try and get advantage, and they managed to do that. But we spoke before the game, and so we actually mentioned about you know, a refereeing decision and perhaps a player getting sent off. Perhaps we shouldn't say that again, but we did talk about being in the first minute rather than whenever it was that Lenny got sent off.